Mobile.
KN4GFW.
Couldn't quite catch the call. Who's this?
That is Ken, KN4TFW.
Hey, Ken. How's everything doing, buddy?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Just headed home from work.
Down to meet a fella. I dinged his car, and I'm going to go ahead and pay out of my pocket to get it fixed. Meet him at the body shop. And then I got to go meet a friend to look at some ham equipment.
Interesting. Dave, that sounds like you're going to spend money and then spend some money.
He's getting the lion's share of everything. He's looking at a real nice radio. And I don't know, there may be a few goodies there that I might pick up on, but nothing big.
It's all working out for you.
Washington Monument, baby. That thing, I tell you what, I could not have asked for that thing to turn out any better.
Well, I guess it held up to some of these few windstorms we've been having.
Those little weather stations installed at the house, and I've clocked winds at 48, and it didn't even creak or crack or just didn't even phase it.
Sounds like you got a good one to be there for a while.
Well, I hope so, because I ain't going to try to go through that again. That was a lot of work. But I do have a 60-foot crank-up tower, so I'm thinking about trying to put it up, possibly in about the same manner.
Work on it.
I'm actually thinking about putting if I could get a 20 and 40 meter beam, probably just a 20 meter beam, and putting it up on top of that one.
Get some contacts.
FT8 today, and I hit pretty much all of Europe, and the other night I was just kind of piddling around with it, and let's see, where did I hit the other night? I hit Israel, and I hit one guy in, let's see, what was that country? It's one of them off-the-wall names. Mauritania? Yeah, I think it was Mauritania.
Get into any of that digital stuff yet, and I kind of like to hear the voice.
Well, I'm the same way, but I had an opportunity, and I wanted to learn the technology. And, you know, sometimes it's fun, you know. Like I said, I hit Spain I hit Spain, Portugal, and Slovenia today, and I didn't even use my amplifier. Where you're located?
It's in Greer. And right now, I'm headed down Wayhampton. I'm in Lyman right now, stuck in traffic.
You love it. You love the rat race. Till you can get out of it. I'm out of it, baby.
Down in Piedmont now. I work up in Spartanburg off of Gossett Road.
Back into your shop, are you?
I work down in Piedmont at a factory for 20 years, and then this COVID hit, and I got furloughed and that, and when I got furloughed, I looked for me something different, and now I'm up at a chemical plant in Spartanburg.
What do you do, plant maintenance, electronics, and stuff like that?
Yeah, I used to do plant maintenance and that. Now I'm in spare parts for the maintenance and everything, and help them keep their inventory and help them locate parts and buy parts.
Procurement. I hear you.
That's right here in Lyman or just a bear.
Where 292 comes in?
Yeah, Roger.
It just worked out that way, but you know, that's just too many roads coming in and on converging all in one spot. Too much.
Red lights aren't even timed good enough, and you're just you're just sitting there, and then the other people, they try to get out and block your intersection, and it's just is really messed up.
Yeah, and if you're coming down from Inman on 292, you can't turn left there anymore. Well, no, that's that road coming out of from Holly Springs. Man, you cannot turn left on 292 that goes out towards Sparkburg anymore. You got to turn right, go through all that intersection stuff towards the Bilo, turn around, come back across and out.
A bunch of little markers there so you can't go through it, but it looks like a bunch of them have been getting knocked down.
You don't think I'm surprised, do you?
Yeah, I used to shoot up that 129 headed out there to the interstate, but they were working on it, and that looks like it's pretty busy. I just been coming down to 29 and getting off there.
They're trying to, I just stay away from that area because they've had it blocked up with all the construction. I don't know what they're trying to do. Are they trying to make it three lanes, you know, two lanes with a turn in the middle, or are they trying to make it four lanes, or what are they doing?
No, it looks like they're pretty much finished with it. It looks like all they did was just repave it.
A lot of effort just to re-blacktop it, resurface it.
A couple of days ago, and I didn't see any signs of any construction or anything. It looked like it was all finished.
Wow, okay. Well, you know, they sure cleared it to each side like they were going to go through there with four lanes, didn't they?
Yeah, roger on that. Probably so you can see all those deer now. I know that used to hit a lot of deer down through there and that, so maybe you can see them a little bit better now, KN4TFW.
Yeah, I used to hear about a lot of cars, you know, the deer come out and they hit the deer. And matter of fact, there had been a few injuries down through there. But anyhow, they've had a lot more hunting pressure in there. I think they moved them on a little bit.
Quite a few lots down through there that have been, they've logged them and everything, so probably moved the deer out for sure.
Where's home in Spartanburg?
No, it works in Spartanburg. Home's in Greer, right off of 290. You know where the Ingalls is and Whitey's Auto Auction? I live in that subdivision right there by there.
That's right. I knew that. Hey, you told me before. Hey, I'm old.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up with you.
How much longer you got before you retire?
Right now, I figure at least another 5 to 7 anyway.
My birthday will be October 3rd, and I will be 65. And my wife was carrying me on her health insurance since she works in an orthopedic clinic. And we just have taken me off of her insurance, so she's going to get about a $1,100 or $1,200 a month raise.
I'm carrying both of us on the insurance. Her work doesn't offer it.
How about that? Well, so your job does not pay for hers, though, does it?
Yeah, it will. It looks like it's going to cost me, about $160,
$170
a month.
Goodness. Well, they pay for hers, and she is 60. And the long and the short of it, man, let me tell you what, they'll insure all the dependents all day long, but you got to pay for the dependents. And with the year I had in 2019, they were charging us $600 per pay period. That's every 2 weeks on me.
That's a lot. Yeah, this ain't too bad. I mean, I guess it could be worse, but it'll be all right, I think.
Just be glad you've got it, Bob.
It's an extra $20 a pay period because Mama uses one of those dual little smoking thing or whatever.
No, I've heard those things are just about as bad for you as cigarettes.
It doesn't put off a lot of vapor like the other one. Matter of fact, you can't hardly even notice it.
So the stuff you put in it to burn, you know, if you smoke just a real natural cigarette, natural tobacco, what I understand, that's not as bad for you as the Juul or some of that other stuff, especially some of that flavored stuff they put out there. Smoking in about 2006, 2007.
Same way, I didn't even start till about then, and only did about a year or two, and it was just cigars and a pipe once in a while. And if I smoked, that was okay, and if I didn't, well, that was okay too. So it wasn't nothing to quit.
Slowly weaned myself down. I never got over about a half a pack to a pack a day. But I weaned myself down to where I was smoking about a pack every 3 to 4 days. And my doctor finally looked at me and said, what are you doing? Just put them down. That ain't smoking enough to matter.
My grandfather, he smoked one cigarette every morning and then switched over to his pipe for the rest of the day.
So did he inhale his pipe?
He did or not, I kind of believe that he did.
I love the smell of a good pipe tobacco, but I just never could get into a pipe.
And I started it because, you know, Grandpa smoked one, and I just always loved that smell. It still smells good, but then I just finally eventually just put it down.
Years ago, Sir Walter Raleigh put out a cherry walnut flavored pipe tobacco, and that stuff was just, I liked that, but I never could get into smoking it because it didn't taste the same as, you know, what it smelled.
Yeah, I heard that. I couldn't do any straight tobacco. I had to do some of them flavored ones, but they smelled really good, but I never inhaled them, so.
Strong for me, too.
What is your time learning how to smoke it or to make it burn all the way down than the other people that have smoked cigarettes? It's just really hard.
Yeah, there for a while, my dad smoked a pipe, and, man, I tell you what, he worked that thing, and I tell you, he could blow smoke rings with it, and I mean, he knew how to cover it, smolder it, and all that kind of stuff. Oh, from time to time, I thought it was going to get up and sprout legs and walk off on its own.
I know my brother tried to smoke one, and every 2 or 3 minutes, he was relighting it because he just couldn't keep it going.
Pipe a bowl full, and he could keep that going for a half an hour.
Yeah, I could do one all the way down like that. It takes a lot of practice to do that.
Yep. But, you know, how many times have you seen anybody smoking a pipe lately?
The last time I saw somebody smoking a pipe, I can't even think of anybody that I know that actually does smoke a pipe.
Hey, Sir Walter Raleigh anymore.
Hey, you got that right. I worked with a guy, he smoked a pipe, and he would light it, take a couple hits off of it, and then put it in his pocket and come back in, and you could smell everywhere where he was.
Yeah, well, that's one reason my dad quit smoking his pipe. Mom said, ain't gonna smell that all over the house.
The opposite, she didn't mind smelling that pipe, and that, but you can't smoke nothing else in the house.
Well, them intersections.
He's coming in the Greer now. I just crossed over 14.
Drunk, Ken.
At high school here, we moved here in 74, and I graduated high school, and then there wasn't really anything going on here then, and so I left, and I didn't come back until about the mid-90s, maybe.
High school here.
Yeah, Wade Hampton.
I knew there was something wrong with you.
Yeah, can't help you on that one.
I was at Eastside the day they opened the doors. Matter of fact, before they could finish the place.
You know, like I said, I started in 74, so I graduated in 78, so I think you were a little bit ahead of me.
Well, I graduated 73. Third graduating class from Eastside.
Wade Hampton building, it stayed around for a long time. And then they finally upgraded it here, about 7 or 8 years ago?
Well, you went to classes in the old honeycomb, didn't you?
Yeah, every time you had to change class, it was like outside.
Yeah, boy. Well, they kept that up until what, 2000?
Half that. I can't believe it lasted that long.
Sandblasted the place about two different times trying to clean it up where they could repaint it. My school has been there. I think it's been there since the early 60s.
No, you know, it kind of halfway looked old when I started.
Greenville High School.
Yeah, Mama went to Carolina.
When I hadn't heard in 100 years.
By 81.
You know, they had to shut down that McDonald's finally. Too many kids was running over there about getting hit in traffic trying to go buy their own lunch across the road.
I can imagine that. I mean, you had that McDonald's right there by Wade Hampton, but you didn't have to go across anything busy. KN4TFW.
Yeah. But you know, I think they finally figured out some of that out, and they told the kids if they were caught over there, they'd be suspended. They cut that stuff out, man.
Hey, there's Well, you got that Lidl right there next to Wade Hampton. I've been in there, and I've seen a lot of kids that I thought should have been in school in there at certain times of the day.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything is just loose as a goose and willy-nilly today.
You could smoke on campus in my day.
Couldn't, but they just didn't do anything if you did.
No, we actually had a smoking area. You had to have a note from your parents, but they had a smoking area.
Wow, man. They didn't have that for us. Now, where'd you go to junior high school? No, that's right. You came here and went to high school. All right.
Yeah, that would have been in a town called Blanchester, Ohio, out in the middle of nowhere.
Out in farm country?
Yep, you got that right. I live in a little town called Westboro, and I'm talking about little. It was 30 seconds from end to end. And I left there, well, in 74. And I went back in 05, and it was exactly the same as when I left it. It looked like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, man. Well, I still got some family up at Dayton and Springfield, but now I used to know that area over through there around Chillicothe and Washington Courthouse.
Kind of maybe 60 miles kind of northeast of Cincinnati.
We were over in the western half of the state. Yeah, Washington Courthouse and Chillicothe is over east. Somebody just cut me off, look right straight in my eye, and just pull right over on me.
You gotta be paying attention 200% nowadays. Well, I'm destinating here in Greer, and I gotta get ready to make a quick dump run out there on 101. So I'll say 73 to you. It was good for you to talk me in, and I hope the rest of your day is enjoyable, and I'll look forward to catching you another time. KN4TFW.
Hey, bud, I enjoyed it because I'm just about to destinate the QT where I'm supposed to meet this fellow on 14 right now. So, anyhow, you have a good evening, and I'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, I'm clear.